This episode is brought to you by Growth Bar. Growth Bar is an SEO tool and Chrome extension for entrepreneurs, bloggers, and just about anyone who's serious about ranking their pages on Google. From keyword research to backlink analysis to rank tracking, Growth Bar can help you uncover critical data points and insights to drive better marketing results for your business. And now the tool also has AI content generation, so you can create an SEO optimized blog post outline in just one click. At my blog and agency, I've experimented with several SEO tools. In the recent past, however, one tool that has been indispensable for me and my team is Growth Bar. I consider it to be a must-have tool for anyone who wants to improve their rankings and get more search traffic. Growth Bar has not just optimized the search visibility of my blog 99 Signals, but has also played a pivotal role in helping me uncover a wealth of data for my clients at my digital marketing agency. For me, the most useful feature is Growth Bar's Chrome extension. Once you install this extension, it turns your web browser into a powerful SEO analysis tool. You get to see important SEO metrics like domain authority, organic traffic, and top backlinks for every Google search result right in your browser. Now, you can try Growth Bar for free for 5 days. You can find the link in the description of this episode. This will give you full access to Growth Bar's paid features for 5 days, which in my opinion is sufficient time to test out all the key features that the tool has to offer. Check out Growth Bar today and get faster, smarter SEO than your competitors.
Welcome to the Marketing Mantra Podcast, brought to you by 99signals.com, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of marketing topics, including SEO, social media marketing, content marketing, blogging, and more. Take your blog to the next level and achieve massive traffic growth by learning top blogging strategies discussed in the Marketing Mantra Podcast. And now, here is your host, Sandeep Mallya.
Hey everyone, welcome to a new episode of Marketing Mantra. This is your host, Sandeep Mallya from 99signals.com. So I've been doing a lot of interviews lately with other podcasts, and it's all about passive income, monetizing your blog, and affiliate marketing. And one question I get asked a lot of times is the kind of mistakes that new affiliate marketers commit that makes them give up on affiliate marketing way too soon. So in my experience, the number one mistake that a lot of new affiliate marketers or new bloggers do is trying to do too many things at the same time. They join too many affiliate programs without understanding what they're promoting, and invariably this translates into creating low quality content that just doesn't give you conversions or just doesn't give you any affiliate sign up. So I'll talk from my own personal experience. When I started 99 Signals in 2016 and I experienced a bit of success with affiliate marketing with one of the programs, I thought I could do the same thing with another site that I had at the time. So I had a wellness blog. I still have that wellness blog and it gets a decent amount of traffic, but I've not monetized it to a large extent. I just use AdSense on that blog. But at the time of starting 99 Signals, I had another wellness blog which was getting more traffic because wellness, health and wellness is probably a more popular niche which gets a lot of views and clicks. So it was getting a decent amount of search traffic. It was also getting a decent amount of AdSense revenue for me. And I thought, okay, I've achieved success with affiliate marketing at 99 Signals. Why don't I just try that on this wellness blog? At the time, I was really passionate about health and wellness as well, especially meditation, mindfulness, yoga, and following the right diet. So I thought, why not join a few affiliate marketing programs and check out a different monetization avenue for my blog? So I joined a handful of affiliate programs in the health segment, and I started promoting these products that I wasn't really using. I was promoting health supplements, I was promoting weight loss, diet plans, courses, all sorts of things. And I didn't spend any portion of my time trying to understand the product or what was being sold. At the same time, I ran Google ads, Facebook ads, Twitter ads even to promote my articles. But in the end, I got zero sales, zero conversions, because it was all so inauthentic. My audience could see what I was doing was not genuine. And your audience can really call your bluff, right? They're very savvy when it comes to reading a review from a person who hasn't really used the product. And that's exactly what was happening on my wellness blog. There were other articles which were non-affiliate articles where I was talking passionately about meditation, yoga. Those were getting a decent amount of search traffic. But when it came to promoting products, writing reviews of products that had affiliate programs, I wasn't doing quite well. And in the end, I realized that if you have to succeed at affiliate marketing, you have to choose one product at a time. And the reason I say that is because it takes time for you to learn the features and master the tool that you're trying to promote on your site. So instead of joining too many affiliate programs and basically having articles like listicles or just a standalone review, you should go really in depth. You should do comparison posts, you should write how-to guides, you can even do video tutorials. And basically, you should become a brand advocate of the product that you are trying to promote. And one thing you have to realize is when it comes to affiliate marketing, it's not about selling. It's about helping your audience, right? So it's really important that you do it one thing at a time. And that's exactly what I've done at 99 Signals. When I achieved some amount of success with SEMrush, which is one of the first affiliate programs that I joined, I learned everything that I needed to know about SEMrush, where I was confident enough to talk about the different features or the benefits of using a tool like SEMrush and how it could help you grow your organic traffic. And when I joined other affiliate programs, I made sure that I was a user first, and not just a regular user, but a power user. And only when I understood all the features, the strengths and weaknesses, that's when I started promoting the product. And that's when my audience could also see that I was being really genuine with my recommendations. And when you're writing affiliate articles, you should also think from a user perspective, right? So you're not just writing puff pieces for your affiliate partners. You are also highlighting certain weaknesses or certain features that they don't have, which could really make the tool even better. So you need to highlight those features as well. That's something that I do at my blog, and that's the reason I have a decent amount of side income from 99 Signals every month. And that's the number one mistake that I see new affiliate marketers do. They try to join too many affiliate programs, and when you join these affiliate programs and when you don't use the products that you're promoting, where you're simply just writing about them, maybe you're just including a link in one of your listicles, or you're just writing a review which is very impersonal, your audience is going to realize that they're reading an article from a person who hasn't really had much experience with the tool. So it's very important for you to not just become a regular user, but become a power user, because you'll be getting a lot of comments in your articles. There'll be a lot of questions that will be asked about the tools, because if you're joining affiliate programs of SaaS tools, there are going to be a lot of pain areas and a lot of questions that people will have about different aspects or features of the tool. So you should be able to answer those questions confidently. And only when you become a power user is when you can answer those questions and basically develop that trust with your audience. And it's very important for you to promote only those products that you love and trust yourself, and the ones that can really provide value to your audience. So my suggestion to you would be to join one affiliate program at a time. Maybe your favorite SaaS tool has an affiliate program and you can just join the affiliate program and start writing articles about them. You can start with doing a basic review. You can do a comparison post, because when you do a comparison post, you're targeting a lot of commercial intent keywords. This is where your readers are just one step away from making a purchase. So you can target those keywords. You can write how-to guides and you can address different aspects of the tool. And you can work closely with your affiliate manager who's assigned to your account, and you can get content ideas from them. So that's also pretty important. But in the end, it's all about being authentic. As Seth Godin says, if you're not authentic, you'll get the benefit of just one sale, not 100. So that's a very important quote to remember. So that would be my advice to all the bloggers and content creators out there who would like to dabble in affiliate marketing. Just pick one affiliate program, one product, master all the features, write articles about this product, know everything that you need to know about this product. And once you've done that, you can probably move to other affiliate programs and start using other products and become a brand advocate for those products. And that wraps up this episode of Marketing Mantra. Thank you for tuning in, and I'll be back very soon with a new episode.
Marketing Mantra with Sandeep Mallya is a podcast by 99 Signals, a place to find top-notch content on a wide range of online marketing topics. To get started, visit 99signals.com/best to check out all the top-rated articles on the blog, or simply view the description of each episode to download free online marketing resources to level up your marketing skills. You can rate and review this show on Apple Podcasts, and you might find your review featured on a future episode. Got a question or topic suggestion for Sandeep? Simply send a voice message via Anchor app or send an email to podcasts@99signals.com. It too could be featured on a future episode. And if you haven't already, please subscribe to Marketing Mantra on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Stitcher, Spotify, or any major podcast player.